they had marginal success at that point. But as time went on, I remembered those lessons and was able to kind of get somewhere with it, at least be able to manage myself on the dance floor okay. So I'm going to dedicate the song to my family, Tony and I's family. My Nan is here. She was the one who would hand out all the presents whenever we'd have the Christmas get-togethers, and Mama and Kathy and all of us that were there then. Something that we call Christmas chez Pop and Mom, Christmas at Pop and Mom's.
Papa Dre, Pacombo, Ella Fede, de Gâteau, Papa Dre, la musique, Papa Dure Show. Mame, ma fessa, mise, et son maraschino, et la famille, tu ensemble, de ce grand jeu de Noël. That I Dre, l'accordéon, et la plaque, et la idée. Notre visage et les culières, et moi j'ai chanté. Knock white, knock shut et nene, et sans tu nous écouter. Ma si poubelle, ton et elders, tu la famille à danser. Noël, 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 chez papa et ma, avec tu la famille, et tu les enfants. Papa et maman, les oncles, tant de nuits, les enfants. Noël, 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 c'est papa et maman, avec tu la famille et tu les enfants. Oh, Noël, Noël, les présents et les jus, ils vont manger la boîte pour ça.
Fellowship, Papa and Mom, good memories. Last us forever, all the rest of our lives. This next song here was written by, recorded by a fellow by the name of Bobby Helms back in the mid-50s. And he actually had another Helms playing with him on this particular recording, a guy that we got the pleasure of knowing and having on this stage many times through the years, Hank Williams' steel guitarist, Don Helms, who joined us for many of our Hank Williams tributes for, I guess, it's about 2004 or so. And he passed away some time ago, but we still remember him, and he was on this original recording of this song. We took it, and it was the first inspiration we had, actually. We came up with our Christmas CD is to take an English song and translate it into French, which can be a little tricky sometimes. And we were able to, I thought, come up with something that kind of worked for us. And so we're going to play it here for us, something called Jingle Bell Rock.
Thank you. Lei glosso non è pare più gomba, ma mi devo mangiare un po' più che Bell, 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 jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. The caution is on the live on palm. While my back is stepping on my feet. Good life, I think. What a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. Jingle bell time, it's the bell time. We're riding in a one horse lane. Giddy up, jingle horse, jingle, jingle around the clock. Big sand. That's the jingle bell Sono dei pare punto, no, niente come niente consigliere. Se a balco va a lei. Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell rock. Le cosce da zon, don le bon con. Wamba batti steppe, o va va se. Don la classe. What a bright time, it's the right time to rock the night away. It's a jail time, it's a swell time. In a one horse lane, giddy up, jingle horse, pick up your feet, jingle around the clock, mix and mingle in a jingling beat. That's the jingle bell, that's the jingle bell, that's the jingle bell rock.
Ah, way, monsieur. Next song we're going to do is a song that was written, I think it was Bing Crosby that recorded this originally. A little number here called White Christmas. Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your day be merry and bright, and may all
mind. Rest mine, just like the ones I used to know. Where the treetops listen and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your day be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be
So we're talking a little bit about the Christmases and our family, and I'm going to turn over to Reggie, who's Reggie's got, I think he's got the best dressed award in the whole band here today. Sometimes he comes over with his Santa Claus suit, but he felt a little warm outside, which it was earlier. Now it's got a little bit cooler. But Reggie, tell us a little bit about Christmas and some memories of Christmas in your family.
Christmas we always celebrated with my family on Christmas Eve is when we always had to get together with the family and opening the gifts. And it was always with my grandparents on my my dad's side. We'd always go to their house. They lived in Lawtell. And all the brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles were all there. And nobody opened presents until we had eaten the gumbo. And once we ate the gumbo, my grandfather was the one who passed out all the presents. And then once all the presents were passed out and all the gumbo was eaten, then my grandfather would pull out the accordion. He's the one who taught me to play. And he would start playing, and then the dance would start and go till all hours of the night.
I thought you were saying once they passed out the gumbo and passed out the presents and everybody passed out, I wasn't sure how that might work.
No, well, you know, maybe a few of them did a little later on down the road. But
I'm sure there were many of Christmas season that might have happened. Rich, graduate B-flat accordionist. Next song here, I had a request to do a waltz that folks could dance to, and this is going to be one. It's one that we actually re-recorded. By the way, we have some of our CDs out there. If you'd like to, if you don't have one yet, and you'd like to buy that for the Christmas season. It makes a perfect gift and perfect way to celebrate the holidays in Cajun style. So anyway, this is a song here that I wrote back in 1988 on a wet August day. I'm not sure what gave me the idea to write a Christmas-oriented song at that time, but that's what happened. And so this song is called This Christmas Eve, said Vader Christmas.
Soir pas passé, cette fête.
Merci beaucoup. You listen to the Liberty Theater live on radio and later on television with our Christmas show, Jambalaya Cajun Band, and got all the boys here with us. When we played here in 1980, I think it was 1988 was the first time we played here, and it was the same five guys on this stage. So we've been hanging around each other for a long, long time. Learned a lot from some of the folks that were our idols who were growing up. And this one here is by Belton Richard. It's one that he kind of took a song that was really popular in country and pop music and kind of put his own little swing to it. Something called Blue Christmas. Christmas with the swing to it, the Cajun swing to it. Right, Reg, this one we record on our CD, huh? In fact, Reggie has the mascot of that right there on his shirt there, on his vest, a little Frosty the Snowman. We don't get to see Frosty very often here. Last time I saw him, I think it lasted maybe like a couple hours. And it was c'était fini. And the toughest part about making a snowman here, of course, is getting enough snow to make the snowman, because folks typically throw the snow at each other instead. That's how it works. And remember, Ken, you remember that time we had gone, I think all of us were there for that, we had gone to Minnesota?
Marquette, Michigan.
It was in January. Lots and lots and lots of snow. And those folks out there must have thought we were really, really strange. I mean, we got the snow. We had a snow fight. I mean, we had never had anything quite that fun before. And it was awfully cold, but it was awfully fun. Anyway, let's get back to the song here. Something called Frosty the Snowman.
The children say he can laugh and play just the same as you and me. Underneath the sun magic in that old sick hat they found. When they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. A jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman was a fairy tale they say, but the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you.
To the Snowman. This next song here gets back to the reason for the season. It's one that we recorded in French. Picked up some of the words of this from my old French teacher in school, Miss Jean Castile, bless her soul. Fine old lady. She lived and breathed our culture and teaching. She was kind of like before. She was Cajun was cool with her, and it was cool with a lot of other people. And she did a lot of things on her own that became part of Quarterfield later. And so when I was getting ready to do this album, she was aged, but she had a lot of material she had let me have, and I picked the song out of that. And it's a beautiful song about a little drummer. And so we get to feature our drummer. Drummers don't get to be featured on that many songs, and you know, they're just part of the whole ensemble. But this is one where the drummer takes center stage. So Tony Huval's gonna play the drums, so this one does it better than anybody I could imagine. A little song here called The Little Drummer Boy, Le Petit Tambour.
On est des beaux présents.
pom-pom. J'aime jouer pour vous, pa-ra-pa-pom-pom. Sur mon tambour, Marie était d'accord, pa-ra-pa-pom-pom. Les bœufs étaient calmés, pa-ra-pa-pom-pom. J'ai joué tambour pour lui, pa-ra-pa-pom-pom.
Ah, beautiful song. Great job, Tawn, Reg, and beautiful song. This next one here is one that Reggie picked up from somewhere, and it talks. It's kind of a fun little song about Saint Nicholas. Reg, kind of give a little background to this, as far as you can recall.
Well, this is a song that was written by Ivy Duga. It's a comical little song about. He says that he. He got in an old sled with Saint Nicholas to help him to deliver the presents for the people around this area. And Saint Nicholas had a little jug of wine. And he said they drank some wine to warm up and had a good time. And Saint Nicholas threw him in the chimney right where Tante Nana was grilling her peanuts. And that didn't make her very happy. So she took a crowbar and she hit him over the head with it.
This is getting violent real quick, huh? All right, Saint Nicholas.
C'est la pistache que j'ai paillée. Et que la barre m'a foutu et Oscars your budget.
Nicola, great, great song. Ivan Duca. Ivan is actually a distant cousin of mine. We found that out not that long ago, which is kind of interesting how two Cajuns kind of connect when they didn't connect all their lives. But we are related. I think Ivan claims me too. Hope so. We're going to do a song here that we recorded again, an old European song. Story behind this one is one that kind of brought things back down to the fundamentals, you know, where snow-covered hills, snow-covered evening, the organ wasn't working, came up with an idea for a song that talked about our Lord in the manger. And this is a little song called Away in the Manger, Si Loin Dans Une Crèche. Thank you. We only play these songs once a year. Wouldn't go over very well in the middle of summertime, I guess. And so sometimes it takes us a while to kind of remember, you know, kind of how it all went and kind of how to arrange it again. We have a little rehearsal downstairs. So we had a little quick rehearsal, and that's how we delivered what we're doing so far. And I want to thank all the guys in the band for having done their homework and for helping us make this thing really, really nice. Don't you think they did a great job? In fact, I'll go ahead and introduce him right now. You know, we met Regis Santa Claus Mott on the accordion. On the acoustic guitar, we grew up in Brobridge together, started the first grade together, have known each other all our lives. He started playing with us back in 1981, Mr. Bobby Dumatre. And Bobby got a Christmas present this year. He's been playing the same guitar for a long, long time. In fact, it started to kind of look like a Willie Nelson guitar. It kind of was wearing out, and Bobby got him a brand new Martin guitar for Christmas. Doesn't it sound pretty? Back here on the drum is the guy that first started playing music with me years and years ago. He played on cardboard boxes, and I played on a two-string guitar. And later on, he went from playing boxes to playing on the sides of recliners and furniture and busting those up. And then Dad and Mom decided we better buy that boy some drums. And he's turned out to be one of the best in his field, best in Cajun music. My brother, Mr. Tony Huval. Right here on the bass, he's a multi-talented guy. In fact, he and Reggie started playing music together when they were lads in Church Point, Louisiana. He's been playing music with me now since 1979. And we've had a really fun time together. And, you know, we have something to really be especially thankful for this year. In April, Ken was involved in a very serious automobile accident. The fault of someone else who was not paying attention to what they were doing, and he ended up being airlifted to Shreveport, and it was a very, very tenuous situation. We were at the hospital with him in Lafayette, and it's a virtual miracle he's with us today, and we're so happy to have him. One of my best friends, Mr. Ken David. All right, let's see. Next song on the agenda here. Oh, yes, Sur la Couverture, huh? Oh, yes. One of my favorite ones when I was growing up. Way in the Manger was the slow one I always enjoyed, and this one here was the other one. Some called Up on the Housetop Reindeer Paws. It sounds like Santa Claus. Man. Housetop reindeer paws, out jumped good old Santa Claus, down to the chimney with lots of toys, all for the little ones' Christmas joys. Ho, 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 who would go? Ho, 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 who would go? Up on the housetop, click, 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 down through the chimney with good Saint Nick. She me near back at the juju, but to the PT in the grands aussi. Ho, 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 qui c'est ça? Ho, 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 qui c'est ça? Sur la couverture, il fait clic, clic, clic. On travaille la cheminée, c'est vieux, c'est.
ho, ho, qui c'est ça? Ho, 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 qui c'est ça? Sur la couverture du pic, clic, 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 quand t'as pas la cheminée, c'est vieux sec.
Always like that click, click, click thing. C'est la couverture, c'est vieux Saint-Nick. This song here, see, I forgot the right fiddle in hand. Yeah, I do. This song here is actually a bluegrass song. And there's a lot of cultural connections between bluegrass and Cajun music. In fact, there's a number of Cajun songs that came from bluegrass influences. And yes, the flip happened too. There's a number of bluegrass songs that picked up some little Cajun strains to it. This one here was recorded by Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys. And Bill Monroe is the guy that kind of virtually invented what we know as modern-day bluegrass music. And I was reading up on it before I came here today and found out the song was actually written by a guy who was an engineer with Bell Labs and was a big bluegrass fan and came up with the idea. So interesting that a technical guy came up with a song that's kind of lasted for a long, long time, something called Christmas Time's A-Comin'. Christmas time's a-comin', Christmas time's a-comin', Christmas time's a-comin', and I know I'm going home. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing, trumpets on the sing? That morning I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's a-comin', Christmas time's a-comin', Christmas time's a-comin', and I know I'm going. Tall pine trees are buzzing, and the Christmas tides are coming. Can't you hear those bells ringing, ringing? Tall bells. By morning I'll be going back to my country home. Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home. Christmas time's coming. Christmas time's coming, Christmas time's coming, and I know I'm going home. Christmas ties are coming. Rich, let's see. Can I get the F accord in here, huh? That's it. That's it. This is one that Reggie, I guess, brought to the table to us when we were putting together the Christmas song, this Christmas CD. And he's got to change gears on accordions. Reggie has four different accordions here. For those that don't know much about the instrument, accordions are beautiful.